And now, my pleasure to talk with a friend. I've talked with her many, many times, Carol Platt Lebo, and she is on top of it. Main talking point, listen, a paid family medical leave program sounds nice, my friends, but is funded by a tax on your paycheck. Remember that. And is so poorly executed that it boggles the mind and is sure that you go broke. Those are the facts. Those are the facts. Why should we believe lawmakers who can't balance their own state budget are going to take care of us? Well, I want you to meet a young woman who knows exactly what she's doing, Carol Platt Lebo. Carol, good morning, good morning.
Well, good morning. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you. I can't believe, I cannot believe some of these things. And again, what is going to happen to us? It will cost the state $20 million in startup costs and $18 million per year in administrative costs. Are they crazy?
I know, Brad. And the problem is, they're trying to tell you that it's a wonderful thing for you, but it's going to be funded by a tax that comes out of your paycheck. And the problem is that tax can be increased by a commissioner, and it can be done without anyone in the legislature voting on it, and it could only be rejected by 3/5 of the legislature rejecting the tax increase. Otherwise, it's just deemed approved. So, in other words, it puts in a mechanism that just lets your payroll tax go up and up and up unless 3/5 of the legislature says no to the tax increase. It's a terrible idea.
It's worse than terrible. You know, the FMLA, I should say, tax can be increased by the Department of Labor commissioner and can only be rejected by a 3/5 vote in the General Assembly. Otherwise, the increase is deemed approved. I mean, what kind of a government is this?
Exactly. And it comes out of your paycheck. And the only thing that's it's nice to have family and medical leave, but it's even nicer to have a job to come back to. And the problem is that this makes life even more difficult for job creators here in Connecticut. We're the only state in the union already that hasn't made up all the jobs that were lost in the Great Recession.
That's right.
And job creators oppose this, of course, because they know that they're going to face staff shortages, and they're going to have to hire more temporary staff to fill positions. What this does is it tells people that they can take paid time off every year for up to 12 weeks, getting up to $1,000 a week. And the problem is, you know, of course, when there are medical emergencies, it's important for people to be able to have the time they need. But many employers already work with their employees to address true emergencies. The problem is that when everyone in the state already is being forced to pay into a kind of fund, they're more likely to take the time. And the official estimates of the number of people using the program are probably too low, because if everyone has to pay into the program, why wouldn't people be tempted to use it year after year after year? And this trust fund that they're setting up is likely to go broke almost immediately. And that's what's going to force these payroll tax increases that can be pushed through without any sort of vote.
Now, we both know that this word has got to get out, and it's going to get out. It's going to get out because it's not right. And I am flabbergasted, honest to God, when I read some of this stuff, that there were people that really thought that this would be a great thing. And as you look at some of the folks that are running for office now, okay, you're hearing a lot of this kind of taxing. You hear it all the time. And these are the danger things that people have got to understand, and we've got to get it to them so they understand it.
Yes, it is. It's important. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you look at a lot of people, or at least some of the people serving in our legislature, and a lot of them have really never been responsible for creating jobs and responsible for taking care of employees. And so it's understandable, perhaps, they don't really know what it takes. And this legislation would affect every Connecticut company with one or more employees.
That's right.
And so what they're talking about is a system where you could lose your only employee for up to 12 weeks every single year. And that's a burden that just, you know, why would a company choose to do business in Connecticut with that sort of limitation being placed on it? And in an environment where, again, we're the only ones in the whole country that haven't made up all of the jobs that we lost in the Great Recession, why would we put ourselves at this kind of competitive disadvantage with the rest of the country? People in Connecticut need jobs, and it's important that they have jobs so we can take care of our families. And this sort of thing only makes it more difficult, and it's expensive. It's going to cost our state $20 million. And when I say cost our state, that means cost our people, cost our taxpayers, $20 million in startup costs, and $18 million every year in administrative costs.
Well, that says it all right there. And we'll be talking about it, no question about it, but I wanted to get it out today, and I know how you feel and what your institute does. It's just a tremendous job. So thank you for being with us this morning, and we'll be together again.
Thanks. Check us out at yankeeinstitute.org.
yankeeinstitute.org. That's what you do, my friends.
WDRCA.